She said, when I was 39, my husband was 43. And I went to him and told him, honey, my biological clock is ticking. And she said, I want one more baby before we get too old to have children. My husband said, absolutely not. I am 43 years old. That means I could have a teenager in high school when I'm in my 60s. He said, no more children. And so she promised her husband she would do everything she could to keep from getting pregnant. But she lied. She wanted to get pregnant, so she did everything she could to get pregnant. And then when she got pregnant, she said, oh, honey, it must be God's will, after all, for us to have another baby. Look, I'm pregnant. So see, now she's putting the monkey on God. It's God's fault. He did this. I'm trying to keep from getting pregnant, but I got pregnant anyway. So 9 months later, I had this beautiful little girl with eczema. And after the first year, it's all over her body, on her face, on her neck, on her arms. It's on her legs. It's all over her. And her mother has to sleep with her every night because the little girl just claws, just scratches. And so mother don't sleep. The little girl don't sleep. Now, who would dream that God would put this on you because of sin? But that's what the Word said, wasn't it? And if the Scripture says He will, then He will. He is what this book says He is. You know, He's not what you think He is. He's what He says He is. That's why He said, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. So anyway, we prayed for this little girl for a year and a half, no results. When she told me the story, the mother heard that lying and deception. I said, did you ask your husband to forgive you? She said, yes, I asked my husband first thing. I said, honey, I told him what I'd done. I said, will you please forgive me for what I'd done? And her husband said, of course. But you have no idea that your sin, actually it wasn't his sin, it was mama's sin that made the little girl sick because of her lying and deception. Well, her husband forgave her. Then I said, did you ask the Lord to forgive you? She said, I most definitely did. Now, how many times do you have to ask God to forgive you? One. That's exactly right. You know, but so why do we go around asking Him every day for the same thing? I know we've done that, haven't we, Alice? You know, I mean, people have, oh, God, I did this or I did that. Lord, I'm so sorry I did this. Would you please forgive me? And He says, yes. So tomorrow you say, oh, God, will you please forgive me? Sometimes we think our sin's too big for Him to forgive. But nothing is too big for God. She asked the Lord to forgive her. And I said, you know He forgave you. She said, yes, I know. I said, now then that we know what the sin was, and we know that your husband has forgiven you, and we know that God has forgiven you, I said, now I can pray the prayer of faith for healing for your daughter. And she said, I don't want you to pray for her healing. I thought, what? I thought this is what this was all about. She said, no. She said, my daughter is so scarred. Those old sores that have come up all over her body, she's clawed and scratched. She has such terrible scars on her body and on her face. I don't want my daughter to grow up with all those scars knowing that I was the fault. It was my fault. I was the one that sinned. I wanted that little girl, and I got her, but I didn't want her sick, and now I don't want her to grow up with all those ugly scars all over her body. So you told me, and I've read in the Word, where you said that we could ask Jesus for anything and He would do it. John 14:13-14. Let's turn over there and look at this. This is another one. After this again, I tell you, this is pretty awesome, isn't it? Well, let's go to John 14:13-14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. Is that an awesome promise? What can you do with a promise like that, brother?
Anything.
Woo! I mean, all you got to do is be right with God, right? I mean, you can ask Him to help you on your job. Father, in the name of Jesus, give me wisdom to work good today, to be the best employer, the best manager, or best businessman, or whatever I am, right?
Yes.
And He'll do it for you, won't He?
Yes, He will.
Yes, He will. I mean, He's given you and me as the church the privilege, these mighty, awesome promises, and it just blows me away how few people in the church ask Him for these things. I mean, I guess it's pride. Who needs God? I can do this. I'm a big boy. You ever heard boys say it, talk like that? Yeah, I've been one of those. You know, I don't know of a very few young men that don't go through that stage, right? You try to tell your 17-year-old son someday, son, let me show you how to do that. That's all right, Dad, I don't need no help, I can do it. We have all been guilty of these stupid things, have we not? So look at that awesome promise. Now what can I ask for? So what's too hard for God? Nothing. That's exactly right. He's God. He's only God. So the mother says, I want you to ask the Lord to put a brand new coat of skin on my daughter. No scars. I said, He can do that. Can He handle that? Yes, He can. So we ask the Father in Jesus' name, according to these scriptures, to completely restore little Jenna with a brand new coat of skin with no scars. And the second set of pictures, the six that's on the left out there of her, was when she was 8 years old after the prayer of faith. When you look at her, and you saw those. How many scars did she have on her body, son? Not any. Wasn't she beautiful? I mean, a little 8-year-old girl, and her skin is as beautiful as any 8-year-old you ever saw. And in less than 2 weeks, that happened. Now, how come we prayed for a year and a half with no results? Well, what was the problem? Oh, here's a girl up here on the front row that's completely crazy. She said it was sin. They call people like you and me a nutcase, girl. You know that? Sin? Sin couldn't have nothing to do with that. You know, I've had so many people tell me when I say, but there's a sin issue. If I can't get you healed, I say, there's a sin issue. And people, they say, can't be. I mean, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, she died of cancer, and she was the most godly woman in the world. And you're telling me she had unforgiveness towards somebody? I said, yes. You didn't know her, and I did. She's the most wonderful woman in the world. And they want to throw me away. I'm crazy, because grandma's the best woman they ever knew. And she might have been. But I'll tell you a story about her grandmother. I went to Louisiana. Somebody here from Louisiana. Who was it a while ago? We had somebody from Louisiana. Okay, back here, Louisiana. I went to a little town in Louisiana, and I preached to a little group about like this. And I preached on all these things for 2 hours. And then there was a woman sitting on the back row back there. And this woman, as soon as I give the invitation, she came running to the front. And she said, Pastor, I have been what you would call the godliest grandmother that they've ever known. She said, I take my grandbabies to church every Sunday with my children. I read the Word of God to them at home. She said, I have been what you would call flawless as a Christian. But she said, I have been in and out of hospitals all of my life. I have had, what you have now, Parkinson's? Lupus. Yeah, Parkinson's. And she said, right now, and she's shaking like this. She said, I have Parkinson's and lupus right now, and they're wanting to do surgery on me again. And she said, as you were talking back there, I realized I have hatred toward my daddy, which abused me ever since I was a little girl, until he died. But she said, nobody knew that but me and my daddy and God. But he used to sexually abuse me, and I hated him for that. Sound like a good reason to hate your daddy, doesn't it? Can you imagine a daddy, a deacon in a church, sexually abusing a little girl that's his own daughter? I can't even go there with him. But I don't, he had a demon, that's all I got to say. A demon of lust. And she said, I've hated my daddy. But she said, I realize now I have to forgive my daddy. So she said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I forgive my dad. Although he's already dead, I forgive him. I reached up and touched her on the shoulder and said, in the name of Jesus. And she went solid as a rock. The woman was instantly healed. That's been years ago. Now then, why did God so quickly heal that woman? She had been a wonderful grandmother. She had been a wonderful mother. She had taken her children to church. She read the Word. She loved God. She did everything as any wonderful, blessed Christian mother and grandmother could do, but she had one little secret sin that nobody knew about but her and God and her dead daddy. And she had held that grudge against him, and that grudge had kept her in and out of hospitals all of her life. Now then, she's one of those that if I had have told her grandchildren, you know your grandmother's sick because of a sin, you know what she told me later? She said, my grandchildren would have thrown you out the front door. Right. They would have, wouldn't they, Joseph?
Yep.
They would not. My grandmother is the most wonderful woman in the world. I mean, what did they know about their grandmother? She was the most wonderful woman in the world to those grandbabies, right? She was sweet. She was loving. She was kind. She read them the Word of God. She was a perfect example of Christ to everybody in her life. But she had one sin, unforgiveness or hatred toward her daddy. And when she heard that for the first time in her life, she forgave her daddy. And now then God's saying, all I need, son, is for you to touch her. And the minute I laid my hand on her shoulder and said, in the name of Jesus. Wow! The king instantly healed that little woman. Now her testimony is back there on Testimonies of Miraculous Healing. If you haven't got those, there's a package back there on the back that's got two DVDs in it. It's got her testimony of her telling the story herself. And she says that since she got healed that day of Parkinson's and lupus, she has never had another trip to the hospital in the last 8 years. Wow, 8 years ago, that woman got healed. Isn't that amazing? She had such a great testimony that I would tell that story once in a while, and I would have somebody write me, or I'd tell it on television or radio or something, and somebody would call me and say, Pastor, you know, you've lost your mind. You know, these kind of things don't happen no more. So I went to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I said, all these wonderful things you're doing for these people that I pray for, I said, lots of people don't believe it. I said, what do I need to do to get people to believe it? He said, son, didn't I give you an airplane? I said, yes, Lord. He said, didn't I give you the knowledge to fly it? I said, yes, Lord. He said, don't I give you the money to buy gas for it? I said, yes, Lord. He said, well, go down there and pick her up and take her out to Odessa and make a 30-minute live television show with her and then put it on DVD and everybody can see her tell her own story. He said, if they don't believe them then, he said, they just got a problem. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? So that's what I did. I flew down there. I picked up her and Johnny Brumfield, and we started back, because Johnny got an awesome testimony too. Ooh, I mean, I laid hands on Johnny's knees and used that same verse, John 14, 13, 14. Here's a man, he's got a steel around his waist all the way to his ankles, and he can't walk, hadn't walked a step in 21 months, and he had been called to do something he hadn't done. He repented to God. I prayed for him, and you stood on that. I said, now, you know, that scripture is pretty awesome right there. I said, do you believe that? He said, sir, I'm a Southern Baptist. If it's written in that Bible, I believe it. And I said, well, I prayed for you. I said, now take that steel off. Stand up and walk. He unstrapped that steel, throwed it down in the floor.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, God Will Command the Blessings to Overtake You, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.